Yeah, but you know what, man? The problem is that it's these performances, like, look. It's like Michael Jordan, right? Or Kobe Bryant.
What's $50?
Can you just let me finish?
You're not answering my question, man.
Oh, okay. Can you say you've seen Michael Jordan play? I've seen him on TV. I never saw him in the flesh.
Would have loved to see. I've seen him on TV. I never saw him.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
You think about sports stars that come and go, right? I mean, a sport athlete's career is usually 10, 15 years, no more than that, depending on the sport, right?
Wrestling, 50 years.
50.
We said sports, man.
It is a sport.
Sports entertainment.
From 20 to 70, all right?
I'll tell you what. I'm not going to be able to make Andrew's 80th because at first I'm going to watch Jagger and then I'm going to go watch Ric Flair beat Hogan.
Yeah. Legit, man.
I am a real American.
Just for a digress for a second, have you seen that kid on Insta? Or Twitter, or whatever it was.
He went to Hogan's thing?
It was a meet and greet
thing. Yeah, little kid.
Yeah, he's ripping the shirt.
Let me tell you.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was awesome.
God, yeah.
Yeah. Where's it going with this? Okay. The reason, like, these are all, like, you know, you think of iconic moments in sport or music or whatever. You think about Freddie Mercury at Wembley. You think about Woodstock, Jimi Hendrix, you know, burning the guitar.
Yeah. Hmm.
That can't be replicated.
Nah,
whether you can do whatever you want,
real.
But it was a point in history. It was iconic for whatever reasons that it was iconic for, and it cannot be replicated ever. If people come close to recreating the experience, so be it. But you're never going to replicate.
110%. I totally agree.
You know, 50 Cent could be playing in 100 cities at the same time, right? And cost a fraction of what it costs. But you're not seeing 50 Cent. You're seeing his product.
Correct. Now go to.
It's like a simulation.
Yeah. Now go to the fact, $50 to watch it, right? Go to $50 to watch it. You can't even buy dinner for $50.
And it's the same reason why I won't pay $50 to sign up to OnlyFans and get a woman sending me videos telling me that she loves me when I know she doesn't.
But they're millionaires.
No.
But they're millionaires.
They're grifters.
You know what I mean?
They're professional grifters.
But these ladies are fucking millionaires.
Let them be millionaires. Not
but
get
people,
money
but people suckers out watch there, it, though.
Exactly. I get what his point is. He's people saying, watch you it. Might be right, Dim, but there's enough people out there that would
there
do
are,
it.
But there's not going to be me.
No,
it's
I agree.
Like Jimi Hendrix.
Be me. I agree with you, and I agree with you.
Jimi Hendrix. Why haven't they recreated Woodstock in hologram to get Jimi Hendrix burning that guitar or any of the other artists that were there that
come.
No, I'm just making a point.
Yeah, but dude.
But then when you think of Woodstock, right, what are the iconic things about Woodstock? The Hell's Angels doing security, the mudslides, the garbage left over, besides the actual artists that played, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And then you talk to people who lived it, and it's like, oh, you weren't there.
Janis Joplin and all that shit.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I wasn't, and I can't pretend to have been there.
$50 before $49.99.
$49.95. You can relive the experience.
Too easy payments.
You know, the mudslides, the gonorrhea.
The mushrooms.
The acid trip.
Isn't that similar to, think of...
It's called mass production, bro. That's all, it is.
Total Recall?
Right.
Think about it. You're watching this. You're paying for this experience, and it's all...
What does he say? What's that line? Total Recall? He goes,
Total Recall, all I remember scaring the shit out of me is the first scene when...
Come on, Uncle Hagen, you got what you wanted. Give these people air.
Yeah. Nah, all I remember as a kid with
what
Total
Recall. Wrong?
Remember he was there.
It was the first
wasn't
scene.
That a paid experience?
Yeah, it was.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the whole simulated experience. Yeah.
This first scene where he's like, the glass breaks in his dream. And his eyes are bulging. It scared the shit out of me as a kid, man.
For its time.
I like how he's pulling that chip out of his nose. It's, he's just losing it, man.
Times like these, I wish I had three hands.
What a movie, man.
Oh, that's good.
We could do a whole thing of this movies.
But look, is this where it's going? Holograms,
dude,
replacing
it's
mass performance.
Production that can play a same fucking concert in some fucking bar for $20.
All that says
every
is that,
week.
Okay, but this is the problem. There are only so many hours in the day. There's only so many hours that people can consume media and product, right? There's only so many hours. You can't. You could have unlimited, dude, performances on tap, holograms, right? What about new artists that are coming up? Are they going to be doing the same thing?
Well, they might see value behind it, and they're going to say, why should I travel when I can literally just make money staying at home? But
the difference is...
And making music.
These bands that are being an artist...
Wearing their suit and literally dancing and then pushing that.
The bands and artists that are being immortalized in holograms and stuff are all like... They're not just getting Joe Blows that are just getting recording contracts now. These are all established artists with legacy.
That's right.
That have got legions of fans that have transcended over decades, not just, you know, two singles in the same year. That.
But now new artists are popular, pop music. If they set the precedence of, like, why do I have to travel to tour, and they're going to fucking release all this music.
Yeah.
Because, no, hang on. Let me finish.
Okay.
When a new artist... is making millions, staying at home, putting on a fucking digital suit, do his dance, do his fucking whatever, or her dance, or they like whatever they are. Why? What stops them? And but still making millions, right? Because they can tour this new concert, because they went to their room where they can do their concert and then push it out to the fucking media, to the concerts. And then they'll put a new concert every, let's call it every 6 months or a year, all right? But there's a new concert come out every year. He does his one dance. He'll go home, fucking push that. The tour starts, and then the next tour will be my other dance or my new music. Push that now.
I think they'll.
But the fraction of the price. The fraction of the price, dude. You can go see your favorite fucking artist for $50 or $70.
Such a salesman, man.
But it's the truth, man. Can you deny that?
I'll tell you why. For a dollar.
I'll tell you why. See, I'm not saying you're wrong, okay?
I'm never wrong.
No, because we're already seeing that now, right, with production and all that sort of stuff, yeah, right? Yeah. But you're forgetting one thing. A lot of these artists, there's two reasons why in the modern age people make music. One, notoriety.
By the way, I'm not agreeing to this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No. One, notoriety, all right, because with notoriety comes wealth and influence.
Yep.
Two, artistic integrity, all right? There are still people that just make music to make music because they want to perform.
Yeah, that's right.
And as someone who used to make music...
But they're still making the music.
Can you let me finish, man?
Oh.
My point is that there are still artists that are clearly just trying to make music and just want to have an audience to get their art out there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What this may push is an intense period of commercial viability and all this shit that you're talking about, right? Massive. And then eventually it'll collapse on itself and artistic integrity and a renaissance, if you will flourish. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a
new day.
Yeah, a new renaissance.
And a new life.
What is wrong with you?
I do agree that this sort of
birds
thing
flying high.
You know how I feel.
Sun in the sky. You know how I feel.
I think we're having a musical interview.
we're having technical difficulties. We'll be back in a moment.
Sorry, go.
I do think that, yes, we're going to have different flavors and varieties of this stuff coming out. It could be a bit of what you said there. Kiss is going to do their thing. Because it's like a new era of this stuff, different things are going to be tried. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some are going to work. Some are going to fail.
But
some are going to be in between. But eventually, some of it will become the norm. But there's still going to be the integrity. Do you remember back in the day when, we grew up with singer-songwriters, you know, legit bands that went up there, that played. And then we started having what back then was called, this is fake, you know what I mean? Because you didn't write this song. Like I mentioned earlier, Stock Aitken Waterman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They used to just bring in all these newbies and nobodies and, you know, they used to write their songs. They said, we even had the Milli Vanilli era, for example, you know?
100%.
This has got nothing to do with avatars or anything.
Well, they weren't avatars, pretty much.
Yeah, but this is my point. We had genuine singer-songwriter bands, and then you had boy bands who...
Max Martin is one of the biggest producers of all time.
Yeah, remember some of the bands that would go up there and there'd be no band? as in actual instruments being played. They're just up there to backing tracks, you know, singing and that. And then even with Villain Villini, not even that.
Billy Vanilli. There's a meme about them now. Milli Vanilli watching all these people lip sync on TikTok and get famous.
Cracking the shits.
Yeah. This is what I was going to say.
Me Too movement.
All right. In 2003, what do you reckon one of the highest charting songs was, let's say in Australia?
2003.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay. Was it that annoying frog?
Good call, though.
Ding, 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 ding. Was I right?
Congratulations, Andrew.
No, you won the top prize. You have to get him. You have to give him something, man. That's
I'll give him a mug. I got a mug for you.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll get a mug for you as soon as the conversation shifts. It was that fucking frog.
Yeah. I believe it.
That frog was just an animation, right? Just a random animation that got memed out, right? And just went viral.
It was actually a guy making
mimicking the sound of a car.
Correct, car. Yeah. And then some guy. But then someone turned it into a techno song.
Yeah, it was mimicking the sound of a two-stroke engine.
That's it.
Right? Then it turned into a Tekkers track. Then they sampled Axel F, right?
Yeah.
This is in 2003. Axel F was from Beverly Hills Cop in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Right? So they reused the song from 20 years earlier. Mm. That song was
ding,
charting.
Ding, doo, 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 doo.
Charting. Yeah. Charting, right? They made ringtones out of it. And you remember the ringtone era? The ringtone era. Songs went viral on ringtones because everyone wanted to download and pay $8 to get a fucking MP3 on their phone that lasted 10 seconds, right?
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. But that was the viral trend then.
Novelty factor.
The novelty.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to judge here. Like I said, I agree that some of this stuff is going to come out. There's going to be different flavors of it, etc. How much of it is going to be because of the novelty factor, and how much of it is going to be because it's going to stay and it has staying power? You know what I mean? Because it's genuine, it's legit. You know, that's the unknown factor.
I don't think you'll ever, ever eliminate live performance from artists. No. Live performance has existed since the beginning of time, right? They never conceptualized holograms taking over live performance.
Now we're going because
when it comes down to it, right? Let's just say hypothetical, right? Terminator.
I've got a good example.
Judgment Day launches the way this guy says everything comes back to Terminator.
Yeah,
right.
Not Skynet. The Terminator.
Yeah. Judgment Day lands. The apocalypse is crumbles society, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do people survive? After scavenging rat food and all that sort of stuff, finding heat shelter, do you know what they do? They sing campfire songs. They make songs regarding... It's like I'll give you another example, right? An actual example. The Black Plague. When the Black Plague moved through Europe, the art in that specific era changed dramatically. It became very dark because people were used to seeing death around them 24/7. Kids were seeing their parents die at before they'd hit their teens. So everything changed in that era. And then after that, there was a renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
After they, you know what I mean? It gave way to a lot of different styles of art and a lot of topics and subject matter that they weren't accustomed to because it wasn't the norm. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like hip-hop urbanized the music soundscape and started talking about grittier topics in a more spoken word form as opposed to songs about cocaine, cream or whatever. Yeah? It changed the landscape. So people like Kiss even started doing more provocative shit because it changed the landscape.
The X and Sex.
What's his name? The Stallone dude with the guitar. What's his fucking name? I got you the vinyl.
Kane Roberts.
You put the...
You don't want to talk about that.
What's the song called? You put the X in... No.
No.
It's only sex case. When it crosses the line.
Yeah, that's one of the verses. Triple X.
Triple X. It's only sex till it crosses the line. What a song, all right, man.
Can I give you a perfect example of what I was trying to say about hologram concerts, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
You're ready for this? Doom, doom, doom.
Y'all ready for this?
Blockbuster. Let's talk about Blockbuster, right?
Yeah.
Right. Going to the cinemas, going to the
video store,
searching, spending $20-$30 on movies, renting them for a week, take them back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought, streaming, a lot cheaper, $8 a month, but you have thousands of movies.
Yeah, a whole.
I don't pay to stream. I download.
So, guess what?
Never mind. So,
what happens? The industry changed. You know why? It's easier and it's a lot cheaper. So, what happened? There goes video stores because streaming is a lot easier and you get a lot more movies for a fraction of the price.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, but the content is the same.
The content is the same.
Regurgitated crap.
Yeah.
No, but they'll have the old shit still there too, though.
Yeah, but do you watch new movies on Netflix?
Man, what did we do when we went camping? We went streamed Best of the Best.
Yeah, exactly. We purposely looked for old movies from the 80s with Eric Roberts.
Yeah, but they're still old and new in there. So, there's a perfect example of what it can be. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Okay.
But nothing stops it.
Let's go down that line, right? Have you seen the new, or not new, came out this year, Jackie Chan and John Cena. They made a movie.
What? When?
Jackie Chan and John Cena made a movie, right? Just typical action, whatever bullshit, right? It's set in Iraq, right? So picture the Iraqi landscape, desert, barren,
Rainbow
whatever.
Rainbow 3, yeah.
Yeah, right? It was filmed entirely in China using green screen.
Mm.
Yeah. Entirely in China.
Yeah, green screen. They do that a lot here in Australia.
Scenes look okay. Some scenes look cheap as shit, yeah? Did I enjoy the movie? No. John Cena was charming, right? Jackie Chan plays the same character he plays every time, like he doesn't know his name or whatever, getting chased from left to right. Yeah, just this hapless sort of idiot. But did I enjoy the movie? No. I could easily watch...
Mass production.
I could watch Commando right now.
But you watched it, though.
Nah, I was on the background, man. I wasn't paying. I was half asleep on my couch.
Yeah, but how many people have said that? Millions. But do you know what I mean, though?
Like, that's one out of the 12 months of the year. Are you serious?
Even if
I actively avoid new movies because they're terrible. You'd switch them off within 10 minutes.
But
because they're mass producing these cheeseburgers, these pellets.
What's stopping that from going to the music?
My point, this is what I'm saying, is that when you walk down the street and there's a busker, people will still stop and listen to a busker and they're amazed. Do you know what kills me when I see a busker on the street just playing Wonderwall? You know what I mean? And everyone's like, oh, it's like they've never seen a guy on a guitar before. It's like, relax it. It's Wonderwall. You know what I mean? It's 101 for guitarists. Singing, you want to play in pubs? Yeah, learn Wonderwall.
So going back to my favorite concert, Firewind in the Corner Hotel.
The one we went to.
Oh, is that what you were
trying
to say?
Yeah, I did.
Even my wife fucking loved that.
Yuka Battle came with
us. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That was my favorite concert. Tell me that wasn't up
there. It was pretty intense. Just because I recognized a lot of their first album.
Yeah.
It was fucking off its head.
Just needed to throw that in there. And he's quite jealous because he wasn't there.
You know what? You know who I've seen? Children of Bodom. Alex Lahey's gone. Yeah. I was trying to think of, like, the other day, I was trying to think of artists that I've seen that are no longer with us.
Oh, yeah.
And the gigs that I've gone to specifically. And, yeah, Children with Alex Lahey was insane. Like, you're watching him play, and it's just like, and that was at Corner as well.
Mm.
But that's what I mean, man.
A big
European band playing an intimate venue like the Corner had the crowd in the palm of their hands. Everyone was losing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't replicate that with a hologram. You can't replicate it with a reimagining.
I remember, which was mad when the Palace was still around. Fear Factory at the Palace.
Fear Factory. Fuck,
that was sick. Yeah,
they're coming back again.
Well, speaking of.
They're coming back.
2.0. That's like Fear Factory 2.0.
Fear Factory and someone else big with them.
Yeah, because they've got a replacement singer for Burton.
Okay, wait a second. Pantera's coming.
Yeah.
With Zakk Wylde playing for Dimebag.
How much... obviously, they're still packing it out, but it's still causing a lot of controversy with people going,
yeah,
nah, it's not the same without Dimebag. And,
yeah, but Zakk Wylde is as close as you're going to get to Dimebag.
I have
friends.
A lot of respect for Zakk Wylde. He's a great guitarist, you know what I mean? Look, I have no problem. I'd go see them, but...
I'm going to see
them. What do you call them? Do you call them Pantera?
You call them Pantera with Zakk Wylde.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Steve
Vai's playing with Van Halen right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And Steve Vai played for, like, Van Halen, like, when David Lee Roth went solo. Steve Vai did, you know, the first album that he did. I don't know how many other ones he did.
No, that's true.
If anyone's going to understand Eddie Van Halen's music, it's going to be Steve Vai.
Correct.
No, I think you're thinking of Joe Satriani.
They're both touring together.
And Steve Vai.
Steve Vai and Satch are touring together as well.
Yeah, but as far as the Van Halen thing, it's a Sammy Hagar thing.
I'm pretty sure Vi's playing for him.
No, I think it's Satriani. But anyway.
It's,
yeah. And I think they're doing a lot of things. I think they're even throwing Mammoth in there as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of band members.
I'm saying that, like, you know, Pantera's coming with Zakk Wylde. I like Zakk Wylde. Zakk Wylde's a good guitarist.
Yeah.
Good singer, whatever. And he was mates with Dimebag, like, as far as, like, knows the style of music, has a similar style, like that groove sort of metal.
Gritty
or whatever.
Look.
Yeah, yeah.
The gritty look.
Exactly. So, if you're going to pick anyone...
The guy actually looks like Dime,
it's
too.
It's not like they got Lil Wayne out, man, to play for Dimebag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what I mean.
Mate, like, sometimes I think of it like this. You know, certain bands, you love and, you know, admire a band because this particular band had a singer that was iconic, or this particular band had a guitarist that was iconic, or whatever. So if that band, guitarist-wise, for example, Van Halen, right? You know, if Van Halen tried to keep going without Eddie Van Halen, he'd be like, yeah, it's not the same thing. You know what I mean?
No, because his guitar was integral to the sound.
That's my point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes when we're talking about whether Kiss can continue or this other band can continue, is the original soul of that band, whether it was a singer, whether it was a guitarist or whatever, are they still with that band? If they're not, then it feels like something's missing.
Here's an example. The Creed movies with Michael B. Jordan. Yeah?
Mm.
The first one, obviously, is the introduction of Creed, right?
Yeah, and it had
Stallone was all over
it. That's right, yeah?
And it was nice. I thought it was a nice...
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, soliloquy to, like, the
passing of the torch.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because they paid tribute to, like, Apollo Creed. They mentioned a lot of stuff that was unanswered. It was good. Part two, I feel, was a cash grab. It was just, like, you know, fan... what's it called? Like, what do they call it? Fan service, right?
Yeah.
They had Drago and they had his son speaking Russian. Neither of them are Russian. One's Turkish and one's Swedish, right? It was the worst.
That's
like,
how good actors they are.
It was so bad. Yeah, like, I've been around Russians my whole life. I'm like, that is not Russian.
Yeah.
It sounded terrible, right? The Heart was standard, like, yeah, okay. Like, it is, finally, like, they're killing off Stallone now as well. Like, it's done. I haven't seen 3 yet.
I haven't seen 3
yet. I haven't seen it yet either.
I wasn't impressed. I saw the trailer for it. I'm like, it's like every other movie.
Yeah.
His so-called brother figure comes out of prison, feels he's been, you know, given a shit page, and obviously he'll lose.
It comes back to, do you feel like you're being exploited?
Of course I am.
That's the point.
Because it's in the Rocky universe. Rocky's not in it. Stallone had nothing to do with the production, which is fine. But he's still in the Rocky universe hanging on those laurels that he never earned himself. The whole point of the Rocky movies, as Adrian said, is he doesn't have his heart. The whole driving force of the Rocky movies was the heart behind them, which can only come from Stallone. As in that universe, because he created it.
He literally did.
As if Creed 3 is not a cash grab. Like,
of course.
You're telling me Michael B. Jordan's got the charisma of, like, Carl Weathers or Stallone?
All right, now, give me a break, man. Would you have watched it if... Rocky had a son, and then he was passed on to the torch to him, and now it's a whole new era of Rocky.
To be honest, I think it'll still be similar to what Creed is.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Same cash grab?
Yeah.
Is it because they're just milking the cow dry?
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me, yeah. And even if it was his son?
His son was in Balboa, and they made him like some sort of councilman.
And,
like,
and to be honest, I felt like, I think, and to be honest, even when Stallone was in it, what was it, Rocky 5?
With Tommy Gunn.
Yeah.
You're talking about the most recent Rocky before he hung up his boots.
That was Balboa.
You're talking about Balboa?
I'm talking about five. Rocky 5 was with Tommy Gunn, which starts mentoring Tommy Morris.
That was 90s, was it? Was that 90s?
Was
that 90s?
Yeah.
It was late 80s.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, Rocky 4 was with Drago.
Yeah. That was 84 or 87 or something,
man. That still
felt
genuine, still had the
genuine.
Once we got to Tommy Gunn, I think that's where we started to jump the shark.
He's got... His name's Gunn. Come on, man.
Yeah, but Tommy Morrison.
And Sly was still in the movie. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even though he was still obviously.
And he still was pretty, like, yeah. I mean, it was
just
still
on that. You could tell you're just milking it. You're just exploiting us now. It's just.
Yeah, because they had him revert back to, like, bum status because of the audit and fraud and whatever.
Yeah.
It was a good way to return him back to his roots, but it was, it was just milking the dead cow. But that's the point, man. Like, it's more franchises. Like, they're just draining the well. They're hanging on the nostalgia created by people 30, 40 years earlier.
Yep.
Because they were good.
Yeah, but
the originals, But, you know, to be honest, sometimes you bring out a movie. We've digressed to movies
now.
You bring out a movie. It's fantastic. It's a classic. Sometimes you got to look at it and go, you know what? I don't need to do a sequel just for the hell of it.
Oh, there's plenty of movies that didn't need sequels.
That's my point. And that's all we're talking
about. Terminator did.
Yeah, but he waited 7 years to do it.
Yeah.
I was watching this. I can't remember who it was. I was reading. It was Jesse the Body Ventura who was saying about Arnie. They were approaching him to do Predator 2. He was still doing Predator 1 at the time. And he was turning down $12 million scripts for Predator 2. And Ventura was like, Arnold, why? How can you do it? He's like, it's not the right time. Yeah, like, that's what his answer was. That's what his answer was.
Okay, you're saying it's the same thing, which is fair.
And he said, and he goes, the proof of that is Terminator 2. He made him wait 7 years to do Terminator 2 because then it was suddenly a smash again.
Mm.
He went away and then came back.
New technology, and it looked nicer.
This is what I'm going to say, because I'm going to tie it in with, like, nostalgia again, right? We're always going to draw from nostalgia to create shit, right? Like, you're going to have your inspirations. You're going to have, like, things that draw on, like, novels, actor, like, whatever, right? Fables. Look at Shakespeare, our man Shakespeare again, right? 10 Things I Hate About You with, what's his name? Heath Ledger. Yeah, and Julia Stiles. That was a retelling of
The Taming of the Shrew.
That was a complete reimagining. Like, as in a reinterpretation of the same story, not on the nose. It was just the same story, but just told in a modern day, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you had Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. Another Shakespeare reimagining.
With DiCaprio.
Yeah. I thought it was a good movie.
I didn't mind it.
For the way it was portrayed, modern day setting, but with the old script as well, I think they applied it well. Yeah. It worked well. It was interesting. A lot of nice direction, you know, especially that gunfight that they have at the servo.
I remember that.
Very Tarantino-ish sort of thing. I thought it was cool, considering it's Baz Luhrmann, who I'm not the biggest fan of, right? But when it's on the nose, straight out, we're retelling Pinocchio, but you're not doing shit different. You're just cramming modern-day agenda into it.
Going back to mass production, though. They didn't give a fuck.
Music. Take music, right? Every time you hear a song on the radio, it's the same samples from 30 years ago.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Whether it's a riff, whether it's
a chorus, interpolation, whatever.
Yeah.
Someone said to me, what was the name? Natalie Bassenthwaite. You know that bird from the Rogue Traders? Yeah. She's come out. She's ditched her husband and she's come out with a woman, right? And everyone's losing it. She's back in the limelight. The first thing I did when she popped up in the papers, I'm like, this one? What has she done in the last 20 years? The first thing I searched on Google, I swear to Christ, was Natalie Bassenthwaite tour. Yeah, to see if she's releasing new music or a concert. Why else would she come out now? You know what I mean? Who gives a shit, right? Dude, people were like, she was incredible. I'm like, incredible? Oh, she was a goddess and she was such a good actor and her music killed it. I'm like, bro, are we thinking of the same person? Go back to 2003, yeah? Natalie Bassenthwaite. Bit parts on Neighbours. Neighbours of all things. Yeah. Like, smashing Oscar nominees, right? Then her music with the Rogue Traders, she started a band. She horned in on her brother's band. All their first singles, that entire album, was made up of samples, interpolations, old choruses, like reworks of old songs. Disgusting if you hear it. It's like, how did this even get on the radio, man? Because she was a white Aussie actress that had instant marketability and they could create money straight without minimal marketing budget.
Now it's Pamela Anderson, but she didn't wear makeup.
Oh, what a brave woman. Who gives a shit? I've seen her eat Tommy Lee's dick. Like, are we forgetting that?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, man. She's brave.
I'm not knocking her, yeah. But you're not wearing makeup. That's great. I don't wear makeup every day of my fucking life.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know a lot of women that don't wear makeup.
Good on her, but that's all it deserves.
It doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. It's
all. What does this mean?
And now she's a model again, and now she does no makeup, no modeling or something.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? I'll pat any woman on the back for not wearing makeup. You don't need it. That's it.
Correct.
Put that message out. Let's not reward her for nothing.
Correct. You don't need it. Yeah, that's fine. 100% ban. But I think, okay, going back to the point, I think it's just all about mass production. That's all. Nothing more.
So,
unfortunately, saying it out loud and fucking literally coming to like a mindset of how it might look like, it's scary because it fucking can happen and it's not far off. It's very cost effective. It's going to fucking, it's going to be cheap. It's going to be nasty, but you're going to see your favorite artist.
What Warren G said it best, dollars make sense.
Correct.
Man. Well,
such a cool track. We've already seen a taste of it in like the Blade Runner movies and other similar stuff.
They remade Blade Runner, man.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is what the content of the movies about the artificial intelligence. Because it wasn't just actual physical robots or androids or whatever.
No, they were replicants, weren't they?
Yeah, but there's a lot of holograms and stuff like that in there too, going back to what we were talking about with...
our problem is we're
thinking... Holographic entertainment, but simulations.
We're thinking about the holograms now. I'm talking about in 10 years' time, how it's going to be. You know what I mean? The holograms then, it's going to be insane. It's going to be lifelike. It's like us literally talking, like with the perfect, like...
So I guess the bottom line is we know it's going to happen, but what's the motivation?
Well, that's it.
What's it going to be used for? And are you being exploited?
Will that decline the love for music? Will it decline it a lot?
No.
Think about what you just said about fucking Jackie Chan's movie as well. Compare that to like fucking
Rumble in the Bronx.
And like that movie now. You know what I mean? We're talking about movies that were going to go into the cinemas and all that kind of bullshit to now he's pushed out some fucking random movie, which I've never heard of, onto a streaming service. You know what I mean? Because I don't give a fuck anymore. They're just pushing it to make money.
Yeah, because Jackie Chan's like 70 now and he's just trying to make as much money as he can before. Dude, Bruce Willis did it before his official diagnosis and retirement, you know, with that. Dementia thing that he's got. He was doing movies for the last 5-10 years and went straight to DVD. This is Bruce Willis, who was like diehard, you know, blockbuster actor.
Cash grab man,
and
unfortunately.
They were feeding him lines with an earpiece so he could just pump out these straight to DVD roles. Like it was just milking just to make money. How much money do you need, man?
And that's the problem, man.
Yeah.
Do you want to leave a legacy of like making kick ass fucking movies? Being still fucking rich. Trust me, you're still fucking rich. You've still got millions in your account, making killer movies, ending it in a fucking good way, and enjoying it and leaving a sick-ass legacy, or say, man, that guy made some sick-ass movies until he started making that fucking straight-to-DVD movie. Maybe he made a few more dollars on top of that, but was it really worth burning your reputation for?
Well, that's what they said about Chris Tucker, that he was part of the Million Dollar Club or whatever it was called. He only took on blockbuster roles. Like, if you look at his filmography, he did Dead Presidents, then Friday, then he did Dead Presidents, then he did Money Talks, and then it was like Fifth Element, and then The Rush Hours, and then nothing. Mm. And his first proper role back was that Silver Linings Playbook movie, where he was... Did you ever watch that?
That was a pretty big production.
With Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Robert De Niro's in it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Bradley Cooper.
Cooper, yeah.
Yeah. That was a dramatic role, but that was his first proper movie in
Hollywood.
That's
a good movie, though.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? Movie. The Rush Hours were more.
But that
was a cash grab.
Yeah, bad.
It was just a buddy cop movie with the leading Asian man in Hong Kong at the time.
But it still left two, and then four.
But it left a presence, though, It left a presence.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying they didn't have their presence, but what I'm saying is
Netflix won't.
Chris Tucker did that, as in that he didn't take any random role. He just took the big blockbuster roles that were going to make money.
He did it right.
And that's it.
He did it right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why would you want to burn it now to make It's like, how good are these movies? How good are those movies? Now let's talk about the movies that he made for $20 pop, like that just literally made the $1 bin in the local United. You know what I mean? Look, like,
it's once you figure out what your marketability is and what people are willing to pay to get you in front of a screen or in front of an audience or whatever. There are people phoning in performances left, right, and centre, man. I've gone to see comedians that I've respected, that I've liked their material, whatever. I've gone to see their show, and I've gotten bored in 10 minutes because they're doing stuff that they did 30 years ago. As in, they didn't change their act.
Think of Pablo Francisco or something like that.
No, Pablo Francisco's been doing the same act for the last 20 years. Yeah. I saw him in 2011 in America when he was just starting to get big. I saw him the same year in Australia, did half and half of the same set. Then I saw him a year later, exactly the same set. Then I saw him 2 years later,
that's,
I think,
disappointing,
exactly the same. And he fell off, like on
whatever. Yeah, actually, funny enough, talking about that, I think I was listening to a Dice podcast recently, and he's saying that he kind of like just lost it because he's like, I'm not that big anymore. Apparently, he's changed his material, and now he's getting fucking good again. Like, because he's changed everything. Like, he'll still do his nursery rhymes.
Hickory dickory.
But he changed, apparently.
Little boy blue.
He needed the money.
Little Miss Muffet.
But, dude, like, he'll throw those in, but he's apparently changing his material, and now he's, like, selling fucking arenas again.
But you have to. Yeah. Dude, Dice was big in the 80s, right? Undeniably, Dice was Dice.
Yeah. Probably one of the biggest.
You can't get away with that material now. People are expecting more from their comedians.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you're expecting more. Like, you can't get away with the same gags.
No, yeah, it was like maybe the nursery rhymes.
Yeah, a lot of it was shock value.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like Rodney Rood and fucking, what's that other?
Can't believe it, I'm losing to a rug.
What was that other Aussie? Kevin Bloody Wilson. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. They came out like 10 years ago, and I were like, oh, it's too politically correct now. We're getting cancelled. It's like, no, but, dude, you were never funny to begin with. Rodney Rood may have had a few quips, but it was all just homophobic shit. Like, okay, like, you laughed at it once, twice, but...
Hang on, you're saying that Rodney Dangerfield was the same?
No, not Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Rood.
Oh, no, Rodney Rood, sorry.
Okay. Rodney Dangerfield's a god.
Yeah, I was going to say. Jesus. That's why I said the quote.
Was I ugly?
How ugly?
That's actually a pretty good fucking...
I was watching clips the other day, man. Man, it was so fucking quick. Just of everything. What was the one that he did on The Simpsons? It's like, oh, you know when... Do you remember when he was on The Simpsons? He guest starred. Rodney Dangerfield guest starred as Mr. Burns' son.
Son.
And he's at that gala dinner and they want him to meet some birds. Like, whoa, put her back in. She's not done yet.
Yeah. I'm going back to Caddyshack now. I'm like thinking of Caddyshack and when he was in Caddyshack as
well. Hey, let's party.
Just that, man. But fuck, like...
Yeah. No, but that's my point. At some point, you've got to revamp like the... This guy, what's he doing? You got to revamp the material because it's got to stay relevant. You can't do the same goofy shit you were doing 30 years ago and think it's going to fly.
Mm.
But there's a fine line of staying relevant and playing to a crowd, fan service, and agenda. It's like one of those prism diagrams, you know, with like where everything has to interconnect at some point.
Well, that's it all comes back to with everything we're talking about.
But with the right price.
Creative integrity.
Yeah.
And why are you putting this together? And is a fan going to look at it and go, wow, I appreciate that. I want to see it. Or I want to listen to it or whatever. You know what I mean? It all comes back to that.